you. The credit, there's a definition in the proposed amendments which is taking on board the definition of a credit agreement in the convention. So that's where you create the connection. So if it's outside of the scope of the convention and the protocol, then it doesn't apply. But if it is within the scope, even if it's a two-day lease of rolling stock, then that already constitutes a credit agreement, and then the clock starts ticking. And that makes sense, because only then can you register an international interest, because it's only those credit agreements under the convention and the protocol which create the international interest, which can then be registered at the International Registry.